This is Semper Fortis coming to you again at BelowTopSecret.com. Once again, I'm going to talk to you about the soldiers, but more succinctly about warriors in general. John Milton said, "Let those who would write heroic poems make their life an heroic poem." Also, Henry Miller said, "The ordinary man is involved in action. The hero acts. There is an immense difference." Yet acting or making your life a heroic poem is perhaps one of the most difficult actions in one's life. Still, some very few take that step and they become our heroes. I'm not just talking about the everyday hero, not the father to his children, the single mother. No, I discuss that hero that rises above the ordinary, above the expected, and makes his life one to be amazed at. I speak of the warrior. What is a warrior? Karl von Clausewitz says, "Courage above all things is the first quality of a warrior." Carlos Castaneda said, "To be a warrior is not a simple matter of wishing to be one. It is rather an endless struggle that will go on to the very last moment of their lives. Nobody is born a warrior in exactly the same way that nobody is born an average man. We make ourselves into one or the other." Miyamoto Musashi said, "Generally speaking, the way of the warrior is resolute acceptance of death." And of course, Shakespeare, "A coward may die 1,000 deaths, the valiant taste of death but once." I'm not specifically talking about the war in Iraq, but there is so much controversy over that. Yet, what war has not been controversial? What war ever could be not controversial? Still, only fools believe that war is not inevitable. Wishing for peace is grand and noble and very delusional. Consider all that we would lose if peace ruled the world. There would be no need for warriors. How sad to no longer have men and women that rise above the ordinary and risk death to fight for a belief. And yet the desire for a world in peace is considered to be the grandest of all desires, the most fervent of all hopes, and the only pursuit worthy of a civilized man. The warrior. I must fight for the innocent, the weak, and infirm, the cowards, the crippled, the countless that won't learn. I have fought. I have watched my brothers die. I carry that with me now, and that is why I cry. I am strong, because I choose to be. I cannot let myself be weak, no matter what you see. I am brave, not because I'm not afraid, because I act even through the fear, and thus a warrior is made. I wrote that, but this next one is about losing a warrior. Taps for My Soldier. A gentle breeze chatters the leaves as birds sing their greetings. The sun shines on a day like any other, and yet like none before. Two mirrored rows of uniforms are lined like blue dominoes, with white gloves holding rifles at the ready. One lone bugle cries out its sorrow. Only 24 notes, but each note, slow as a tear, blankets the ear and makes heavy the heart. In the silence between, even nature holds its breath. Gone is the wind, gone are the bird songs, gone is our last hold on composure, all lost in the bugle's lament. Solemnly a soldier approaches, and white gloves present a tri-folded flag. And in one final mournful note, legions of silent voices unite to call a comrade home. The death of a warrior. Once again, a warrior. A choice. A life filled with satisfaction for a job well done. No greater way to give your life than in service to others. See, that is what we are. We are warriors. Thank you for listening, and at some point in your life over the next day or so, take a moment. Take a moment to stop and think about what the warriors sacrifice, what you would lose if they weren't here, what you would not have if they had not been here. Think about it. Thank you.